I think we forgot to even, Mike, we haven't said a word about why the show changed today. We were supposed to be.
All right.
We were doing our Detroit Economic Club Detroit Tigers Day broadcast. And because the Tigers were rained out yesterday, last minute, poor Steve Gregorian running around making the changes, the Tigers let him know they couldn't be at the lunch today. So without the Tigers at a Tigers lunch, we had no lunch. That's why we aren't doing the Detroit Economic Club broadcast today. We have another one Thursday, and that should be okay. But I don't think we ever mentioned it.
No, you're right. We just got into the meat of the show. I never thought that we'd have a Detroit Economic Club luncheon rained out. That was not on my bingo
yeah,
card.
I was like, how can you do that? And poor Steve, I said, can you contact 300-400 people and tell them don't show up tomorrow? And apparently he did. He had to. So anyway, those are some of the things that can happen when you're running a big event. And Steve has been doing a great job with that, especially this year with the Detroit Economic Club, all of these wonderful lunches. And we're thrilled to be there for them and do broadcasting from many of them. Again, as I say, we'll be there Thursday. And that's the guy from T-Mobile, I think, is there Thursday. And T-Mobile just got hit, like all the wireless companies, got hit with some fines. And I don't remember why. I just saw that and I went, oh, geez, I hope they don't cancel. That would be unprecedented. No, it's not going to happen. All right. If you're out and about driving, you'll want to hear this. Jim Santilli is the Chief Executive Officer, Transportation Improvement Association, to talk to us about Operation Ghost Rider, where they're saying, hey, be sure to keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, because Operation Ghost Rider is in effect in Michigan. And in fact, as we speak, he's not driving the car because he couldn't do this interview if he were driving the car. He is in a spotter vehicle looking for people who are not following the law. Jim, welcome to Focus, and tell me what you're doing.
Thank you, Paul. Great to speak to you again. So again, we're out here conducting Operation Ghost Rider. And what Operation Ghost Rider is, it's a distracted driving enforcement initiative that uses unmarked spotter vehicles, which contain a law enforcement passenger. So in here right now, I have a trooper paired up with me. When the spotters observe a distracted driver, they radio a fully marked law enforcement unit to initiate a traffic stop.
So when you think you're in the clear and no one's around, and you do something on your, let's say, cell phone that is distracting, and you're not supposed to have it in your hands, you may think you're off scot-free, and the next thing you know, a marked car is pulling you over, and you might even be done using the phone, but it doesn't matter because you were spotted by a ghost rider.
That's correct, and a good example of that yesterday, Paul, was we had a Clinton Township officer who was behind a vehicle, and the driver was typing on her phone, and I think she assumed that the officer behind her couldn't see, and we were actually next to her in the spotter vehicle or the ghost vehicle and radioed to the Mark Clinton Township unit to initiate the traffic stop.
Aye, aye, aye. Tell me about the penalties when this happens.
Okay, so, you know, it really depends how it's cited, and oftentimes we see drivers committing multiple violations such as speeding, red light running, but a violation for the hands-free law includes the first violation is a $100 fine and or 16 hours of community service. Second or subsequent violations is a $250 fine and or 24 hours of community service. And three violations within a three-year period requires that the driver complete a driving improvement course. Now, fines are doubled if a traffic crash occurs and the at-fault driver was holding or manually using that mobile electronic device while operating the vehicle. But one thing I want to remind drivers is they can also be cited in a variety of instances for careless driving, which is a three-point offense, and a civil infraction carrying a several hundred-dollar penalty.
And before you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you have to understand that they, the police, will be able to look at your cell phone and can tell if you were, in fact, using your cell phone at the time of the crash, right?
Well, you know, it really depends on the situation, but oftentimes it's captured on cameras. I know some agencies are pointing the body camera over at the driver, so they do capture it on there. But, you know, in these situations, we also, you know, besides, you know, oftentimes video evidence, we have a number of witnesses as well. You know, and one thing I want to emphasize, this isn't about, you know, writing tickets. If we had our way, we'd have zero traffic stops. But, you know, this is about saving lives, preventing injuries, making the roads safer for everyone so everyone's loved one returns home every day.
Well, and no one can fault you for that, that's for sure. What occurs to me, though, is this is a problem for those of us who have taken very good care of our cars and are proud to say, I have a couple of cars that are 10 years old, and they look almost brand new, and I love driving them. However, I can't use my phone at all the way that people have to use their phones now. It won't connect to the dashboard so that I can use the phone hands-free. So I don't know how many people are in the same position as me, but it's going to force us into getting new cars. So this could be good for business as well as safe.
Well, and really, Paul, in that instance, they could always get a mounting device as well to mount it in the vehicle. And the law does permit you to do a single swipe or tap. So as long as you're using it in a hands-free mode, that's still permitted. You just can't hold the phone in your hand.
It's just not the same as being able to look at that big screen on the dashboard and seeing, in my case, where you have to go, because I never have any idea. I am geographically challenged. All right. Everyone's been forewarned. Have you gotten anyone yet today while you're riding in the ghost vehicle?
Oh, we've gotten, can't even tell you how many. So most definitely, you know, and again, we just want to remind drivers to keep their eyes on the road and hands on the wheel when operating a motor vehicle and drive safely at all times.
Operation Ghost Rider in effect. They're looking for you if you're a distracted driver, and you won't see them, but you will see the marked car that pulls you over. Jim Santilli, Chief Executive Officer, Transportation Improvement Association. Thank you for all you do, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul, and thanks for getting this important safety message out.
Well, we wanted to forewarn our listeners here as we continue in Focus on WJR.